DOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014, and beyond.
The government has affirmed its commitment to climate change resilience with the allocation of $18.7 million in the 2015-2016 budget. This will be used to fund the continuation of Phase 2 of the Pilot Program for Climate Change, PPCR2. The project, being implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, aims to enable effective planning and design of adaptation initiatives through access to climate change scenarios specific to Jamaica. This will be used to generate climate scenarios to show the expected consequence of climate change for each priority sector. Targets anticipated for 2015-2016 include establishment of a project management unit, beginning of the process to procure equipment and services locally and overseas, and the launch of public awareness and communication activities. The project, which started in April 2013, will run until March 2018. The government's pilot program for climate change, PPCR2, has been further strengthened with a provision of $1.97 billion by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. This will boost Jamaica's ability to withstand the impact of extreme weather conditions related to climate change, such as drought and flooding. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips describes the arrangement as one of the more important elements of the cooperation between the government of Jamaica and the IDB.
We are seeking to adapt to this particular predicament which we face, and we are particularly vulnerable, and as a consequence, we are faced with the need to undertake major adjustments which are costly. To that extent, we are particularly pleased to be the beneficiaries of financing arrangement.
Jamaica is one of three countries selected from Latin America and the Caribbean, LAC, to benefit from a $6 million US regional climate change resilience project. It is proposed that the project will be piloted in the Kingston metropolitan area. Dubbed Building Climate Resilience of Urban Systems Through Ecosystem-Based Adaptation in LAC, the project will run for 24 months. It is to be executed by the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change with financing from the Global Environment Facility Special Climate Change Fund. It is also being supported by the United Nations Environment Programme, Regional Office for Latin America and the Caribbean. Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill has welcomed the project, stressing that the issue of climate change must become a key factor in future development plans for the country, particularly urban areas.
Jamaican people must begin to think and plan in concrete ways in order to integrate climate considerations in all relevant plans and projects to deal with rising temperatures, rising seas, deadlier disasters, and changing economic circumstances.
The minister says as the countries of the world become increasingly urbanized, cities are facing an increasing number of developmental challenges, including the issue of building climate resilience.
We must think creatively, constructively, and very concretely about the future for urban areas within a changed and changing climate.
The government continues to support projects that will aid in climate change mitigation. Among these projects is the recently launched Navel String Tree Planting Initiative by the Sugar Company of Jamaica, SCJ Holdings. The Navel String Tree Project will see the planting of 1 million trees, including fruit trees, over 4 years. Minister Pickersgill has pledged his ministry's support for the tree planting initiative.
I welcome any tree planting initiative which will help to increase the country's forest cover, protect our watersheds, reduce the country's carbon footprint, provide ecosystems, services, and support the National Climate Change Initiative.
The initiative, implemented at a cost of over $25 million, is being undertaken in partnership with several ministries, departments, and agencies. Those were highlights of projects and plans by the government in support of its strategic priority for building environmental and climate change resilience. Join us again next week as we continue to highlight the government's strategic priorities for the 2014-2015 fiscal year and beyond.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.